What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? My name is Angel Lakita Moore, Tanksley, also known as that chick that got 100,000 subscribers on YouTube, also known as That Chick Angel. And I am one of the hosts of this podcast, along with my husband and co-host. Tell them who you are, honey.
I am the other host of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument, Marcus Anthony Tanksley the First.
Yeah, you are.
Also known as Marcus Saint on the Gram, also known as Marcus Saint on the Book, also known as Tank of Tanks Riders.
Hey.
What's happening, Riders? How y'all doing?
Gang, 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 gang.
Peel out. Pull up and peel out.
Pull up, peel out. Here we go.
Do it again and then repeat.
So if this is your first time tuning into this podcast, this is a weekly podcast we upload every single Wednesday to, you know, brighten your day, make you laugh, possibly cause an argument in your own home. Because what me and my husband talk about, we don't always see eye to eye. And we are okay to fight it out. Knuckle to knuckle. Fist to fist.
Knuck if you butt.
Yell to yell. Regardless.
What?
Yell to yell.
Oh, okay.
Oh, see, you thought you caught me in something. Nope.
Yeah, you almost had a nosebleed trying to say it.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you yell.
Yell to yell. That's why I was giving it that stank. Mm-hmm. You don't know nothing about that. You don't know nothing about that.
Right.
Okay. So, regardless, we cover whatever we feel like, and we give our honest perspective on it. Well, the perspective that also hopefully won't get us canceled.
We have
three sponsors of this episode,
yes,
and we are so grateful for our sponsors. Our sponsors are able to make this podcast happen.
Absolutely.
And those three sponsors are, who are they, baby?
They are BetterHelp, Kitco, and Apostrophe.
And Apostrophe. We will give you the information on them sometime during the podcast. But even over our sponsors, we have our immediate family in the building.
Absolutely.
Watching us right now.
Right now, they calling me heifers. They putting up car signs all up in the feed. Go on, let them know who it is.
Oh, they putting it up in the feed already? Yeah, did they do it already? Pop, pop, pop. Look at that. That's like a Corolla.
Nice.
Actually, Toyota Corolla.
Worse. That looks like a Prius. Tiffany, don't you put that car up no more.
Our Patreon members. And we're actually, not only are we celebrating the fact that That Chick Angel TV, where you can view this podcast, hit 100,000 subscribers, we're also celebrating, this is the year anniversary of us starting our Patreon.
Yeah.
And
It is, ain't it?
Yeah.
I be there.
And we so appreciate these people. That's why we call them our family. They're my angel wings. They are Tank's riders and heifers. They are the people that we get to make live content with. They help us in so many ways, and we hope we entertain them in so many ways. So, shout out to them. I want to also give a special shout out to our moderators, Shantae, Carmen, who also will have a podcast coming out, Retha, who also will be having a podcast coming out, Erica, who just had a baby, banger, and Shay, Shiggity, all right? The quiet storm, but will cut somebody. See, don't let the cute face fool you. She'll cut people out here in these streets.
That's what we got in common. We quietly cut people, and we got cute in the face.
Cute in the face.
This
there
like
you
little,
go.
Little baby dolls in the face. Look at
them. Yeah. Oh, it's actually our moderator, Retha's birthday. Happy birthday,
Happy birthday,
love.
Retha.
So, yeah, we have a lot of love that flows between our Patreon and us. So, if you are looking for a community where you can get hilarious entertainment and also kind of have more access to us to be able to talk to us more, join it at www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. All right. That felt good. That felt like a great opening.
Did it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
So what do we want to do? This is a tricky one today. So we start our podcast off with one of two segments. Either In My Feelings.
In My Feelings or Tanksley Pride. We're going with Tanksley Pride, y'all.
Well, jump into
Tanksley,
it, babe.
Tanksley Mother Pride.
Tanksley Pride is a segment we do highlighting our four sons. We have an 11-year-old, 6-year-old twins, and a soon-to-be 2-year-old. And
soon to be sold.
We call them Tanksley Pride because that is also their Instagram name. So you can follow them on Instagram @TankslayPride. I don't upload there often, but when I do, it's always worth seeing. So what is your Tanksley Pride story today, sir? Don't be giving us no vagueness, because you love to give a vague. They're just growing. Nah, I see myself.
Because if it catch me off guard. Every time, you know, even when I got time to think. One of my stuff is I see in main, actually in all of them, except for Amar, he don't have it at all. But I see the sensitive part that comes from me in them. Mm-hmm. And I don't know who I got it from.
You don't think you got it from your daddy?
I never saw it.
He probably knew how to hit it. That's like, your kids probably don't think you have a sensitive. They'll be like, what?
But as much as energetic as they are, and as many times you have to tell them to do something, you think, they just don't care what I say. As soon as you snap in and be like, hey, I see them fighting back tears every single time.
Tell them about what you did to my baby, Kai.
I just did it again.
You just hurt his feelings again?
All right, so we went to this thing called, what was it called? Sugar Rush?
Sugar Rush Ride.
Yeah. Sugar Rush Ride. Don't waste your money.
They enjoyed it.
they did enjoy it. It was basically this thing that they set up in a parking lot beside one of the malls out here in the valley in California. And it's basically just a bunch of lights set up. Like, you could walk through, and they had, it was a candy theme, of course, so everything looked like massive. It's almost like a Dorothy in Wonderland. Everything was like on a big scale. They had cotton candy horses and big lollipops, and everything was lit up. It was at night. That was when you should go at night, because you can see all the lights. They had people running around acting like characters. So it was like very kid friendly, and that's what it was there for. So they got, it was, we were leaving, they had these toys. Of course, there's people out front that has nothing to do with the establishment selling these toys that they went down to the garment district and bought for 75 cents, and they sell them for $35. So of course, that's how they get the kids. It's like, hey, they making all this noise and they lit up. So it was like, all right, everybody get it. So they picked out what they wanted, we got it. So Kai, of course, got a sword. That's what he gets. If they had a sword or a gun, that's what he would have got. Marcus got a sword, and Sai got this little thing that spins, and it changes colors, and it's real loud. So we get home, and then yesterday, of course, they got these. So this is all, what, Sunday?
Yeah, we did it on Sunday. Mm-hmm.
So yesterday, they're sitting there, Sai's playing with his, and then Kai wanted to play with it. And then Kai was playing with it. I thought they were sharing. I was really ignoring them. And then Kai started playing with it and wasn't giving it back to Sai. And this is exactly how I said it. I said, Kai, that size, if you want to play with it, you have to ask him. Okay, he said, okay, and he starts blinking. He just does a lot of blinking with this look on his face. The blinking is him holding back tears. Mm-hmm. Just by me saying, hey, Kai, that belongs to Sai, you have to ask him to play with it. Ended his world. Like, his boy,
he was so done with
devastated.
It. He was just like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is me talking to him calmly. Yeah. This light is too bright.
Oh, I turned it down. Sorry, guys.
Y'all, it's making my eyes run. I can't see nothing.
There you go.
Yeah, let my eyes adjust. So then,
wait a minute. I just want you to know, because I didn't know. Okay. You said Dorothy in Wonderland instead of Alice.
Dorothy, hold on. Who's Dorothy?
She's the Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz?
Yes.
And Allison in Wonderland. Oh, okay.
Alice, not Allison.
Alice in Wonderland. See, that's why we call them heifers, for anybody tuning in for their first time. Oh. You didn't know that either, did you?
I didn't hear you. I did not hear you. Uh-huh.
You know what I meant, punk heifers. Anyway, so he was devastated. He was done. So Angel was like, look at him. You heard this film. I'm like, I just told him he had to ask. So then I called him back over. I'm like, Kai, the same way you have to ask Sai to play with his toy, if he wanted to play with your sword, he would have to ask you too. He's like, okay. He goes into the other room. I'm like, I'm just going to let him have his moment. So finally, Angel's like, what's wrong, Kai? He was like, I can't find my sword. It's like, it's in your room. Okay. He goes in the room and finds it. But then today, this morning, I walk in the room. I'm like, I hear a whole lot of laughing and talking between them. You know, they're all in the classroom. They're supposed to be in school. I even hear Marcus. So I walk in there and I'm like, what are y'all in here talking about? They're like, we're in class. I'm like, but y'all talking to each other. So stop and pay attention. Mm-hmm. Kind of looking at me and blinking. Just looking at me and blinking. I'm like, boy, I ain't said nothing to you.
He can't take it.
But Sai does it too. Sai, he has it. He keeps this, when you correct him, he keeps this slight smirk on his face as if he's smiling. So like when you corrected him, it's just like, oh, you think I won't air this out? But I know that's him. The him that and that slight smirk is him holding back tears.
That's like, little Marcus.
No, it's Sai.
Oh, Sai. Oh yeah, Sai will go to seeming like an a-hole until he breaks.
Yeah, he's like, he'll just keep smiling and okay. But that's him holding back.
Yeah.
That's... I can't say nothing to these now. I remember being like, and not. I don't know if I was sensitive, but I guess I didn't show it as quick as they did. Mm-hmm. As quick as they do. Because I'm like, y'all will cry at the drop of a dime.
Because you hurt their feelings. Quit acting up.
I ain't hurting their feelings.
Yes,
you are. They hurt my feelings. They should do it the first time.
They don't know they're hurting your feelings. Okay?
They ain't hurting my feelings, actually. I just get annoyed.
Okay, do it the first you're hurting time. Their feelings. They don't understand.
Look, ain't nobody care about my feelings.
What does that have to do?
That means I don't give a damn about that. No, I need to do what I say when I say, Daddy has spoken. My word is law. Hey, stop. I'm talking to you right now. You too. Everybody that falls under this umbrella of me. You hear?
You keep on and I'll be the rain. Well.
Yeah, you can't hurt no umbrella.
My Tanksley Pride story has to do with the one we haven't spoken of. Our third co-host, Amar. Man. Who is being taken care of by the babysitter. Yesterday, this boy had us in tears. So, the twins have ruined one of their rolling office chairs that I got them for their desk. They ripped the top off. So, one of the twins is actually sitting on a couch with his desk pulled up to the couch to study. And that broken chair is just randomly in the classroom.
Yeah.
Well, Amar, being the guy he is, went and got the chair. He pushed the chair up to the front door, the door that leads you out of our house, got onto the chair, and commences to try to unlock the deadbolt on the door, right? He's standing on the chair. We see him because we're in the living room looking at him. And so his daddy goes, get down. So Amar, being rarely obedient,
being the slumlord.
But he was like, okay, I'll be obedient. He goes from standing to kneeling in the chair. He's like, yeah, I can still reach it.
I can get down here. I'm down. There you go.
There you go. And they were like, get down. So he kind of, Amar does this like little smirk of, he's like, you don't know if I'm actually going to listen to you or not. This is all a gamble for you. You don't know what you're doing. Yeah. It's just always like, and it's a flat smile smirk. Like,
It's almost like he's saying, you're correcting me. It's cute.
Yeah, that's cute. That's funny. You think it's going to mean something. So he gets out of the chair and then begins to try to like spin the chair. Now the chair, as I said, it doesn't have the cushion back to it, but it still has the post that the cushion would attach to. He spins it around. The post smacks him in the face. And he, like, shakes his head like, oh, that was more than what I had expected.
Too much.
Well, you don't know this. After you left for work.
He ain't even done with that whole segment.
Oh, yeah.
He then rolls the chair over behind the couch where Angel's sitting, crawls up in the chair. It's a rolling chair with wheels. And stands up in it.
Right. He's standing up in it.
With this smirk. With this smirk on his face, looking down like, I just conquered this.
Right.
Then proceeds to jump over the back of the couch onto the cushion.
So, you know, when you jump with a rolling chair.
It moves.
Yes. So, the chair shoots back into the den down the steps. And he's now on the couch. So, now the chair's in the den. You've left for work. Amar stands the chair back up, pushes it over to the garage door. He's like, These people think I won't run away. They're confused.
They think I won't air this out.
Right. He's sitting there just trying to unlock it. Eventually, we have to put the chair in the garage and lock the door because he is trying to escape. Even with our kitchen door, he now knows how to unlock it and open it. So we have to put the bar that usually is there to keep him.
He figured that out a long time ago, though.
And now,
in their bedroom, is that what you're about
to say? Yes, I was about to say.
So the boys' bedroom, to keep him from going in there and climbing up on the bunk beds, we put a childproof thing on the door so you can't pull the handle down to get in. You have to push it up. he's now tall enough to push it up. And he's figured that out.
He's like, I'll just go in there.
So he was going to pull, and I was like, oh, he can't get in there. He looked back at us, literally made eye contact with us while he pushed it up and then walked into the room.
He really, I'm telling you, he has no fear. And you know what? You shouldn't have any fear either when it comes to getting beautiful skin. Y'all like that transition, huh? It's not one of my best. No, I want to tell you all about our first sponsor. It's a sponsor that I've talked about many a times, and that is Apostrophe. Now, we all know prescriptive skincare can be a hassle to get, especially during this day and age. It's reading in good news on the newspaper page. I digress, sorry. You have to make the appointment. You have to then go into the office. And then you have to go get your medication. I even, not for my skin, I just had to make an appointment for my alopecia to get an injection. And that already was just like too much. I had to call, leave a message, get called back, then deal with what schedule they had that would work with my schedule. It was a lot. So imagine having to do that just so you can get your skin where you want it to be, your skincare goals. Well, that is what makes Apostrophe so amazing. It makes it easy to see a board-certified dermatologist online. You'll get treated immediately, and your medication will be delivered to your home. All you have to do is fill out Apostrophe's online questionnaire about your skincare concerns or your skin concerns and medical history. Then snap a few selfies, and your dermatologist will get back to you with a customized treatment plan tailored just for you. The best part about Apostrophe is that they offer topical and oral medication, so you can treat your acne from the inside out, in the outside in. Apostrophe treats acne. They can also help you hit your other skincare goals. If you have dark spots after a breakout, that's called post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation. And Apostrophe has prescription medications that's the most effective and fastest way to get rid of your dark spots. I literally popped a pimple on my chin. If you're watching this on YouTube, and it's about to be a dark spot, I popped it yesterday.
I saw that. I said, what's that thing on your chin? Got something on his chin.
Shut up. I popped it yesterday, and I was like, oh, I shouldn't have did that, because I know I'm going to get a dark spot. But I don't have to worry about it, because I have Apostrophe, and I know that they can give me a plan to help treat my dark spots. And I know, listen, mostly adults listen to us, and it can be very frustrating when you get adult acne. So I just know that this is not something that people take lightly, because we thought we left those things back in our teenage years. Listen, no, people are dealing with it today, but you don't have to deal with it alone. You can get Apostrophe. So this is what we want you to do. Get $15 off your first visit with a board-certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/isthis.
Is this.
And use our code isthis.
Is this.
This code is only available to our listeners, okay? Is this going to cause an argument? Listeners. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/isthis.
Is this.
And click begin visit. Then use the code isthis.
Is this.
At sign up, and you'll get $15 off your dermatology visit. That's apostrophe.com/isthis.
Is this.
And use the code isthis.
Is this.
To get your dermatological. No, I'm adding. Well, no, that's a real word. It just says dermatology, though. Visit for $15 off. And we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring the podcast.
Would it be like a dermatological exam?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just going to say it's a real word. It's just, it's not what it said on the thing. But anyways, our kids are a whole mess is the long of the short of it. Now, to the topic at hand. What we wanted to talk about was next steps and, I guess, what makes up kind of perseverance. So this is where, let me kind of get you all on the path of how this became the topic for the day. Of course, as you all know, I brought it up at the beginning of the podcast. I finally hit 100,000 subscribers. Now, for those of you all who don't know, I started this channel back in 2009.
Yeah.
So when you do the math, and I actually think I'm about to come up on that anniversary. Let me actually look. This might be my actual 12-year anniversary might be coming up. When you do the math, I grew by almost just 1,000 a year. Yeah. Is that 1,000 a year? 10,000 a year. 10,000 a year.
Yeah.
I grew by 10,000 a year.
I was trying to remember what you was trying to calculate it by, but yes.
I grew by 10,000 a year, which, I'm sorry to say, is very slow. Like, I'm grateful, please believe, so I don't want anybody to think, oh, you know, there are people who have been working longer and harder. Okay, no. So just FYI, just so you all know, so I can celebrate it too, my 12-year anniversary is on May 17th. So many a time I wanted to give up. Jessica Grant said 8,333 a year. That's even worse. Very, very slow growth. And I'm not going to lie, it was not easy seeing it to this point. And truly, this was my goal. Like, there are people who their goal is a million. And maybe that might be why it took me so long, because I was putting too small of a cap on what was capable. But I just wanted to hit 100,000 subscribers. Just, you know.
You're right.
I just felt like I would hear people at conferences, because I've been to several creators conferences where they're like, so we started our YouTube channel 3 months ago. We just hit 300,000 subscribers. And so we're venturing into, pushing to a million by the next 3 or 4 months. And I'm like,
It's certain things that I watch. Some things I just randomly watch that I might be into. And I'll look. And now that I'm in this, in this bubble, in this influencer thing, I will go to their page and look to see how many subscribers. I'm like, how do you have 80,000 subscribers and this is what you're doing? I'll go to their video, the rest of their videos. I'm like, and this is the only video that I would ever watch on your channel. How? Like, there's no consistency. we still have yet to discover that secret.
Well, no, my thing is that one thing I know has always been, an Achilles heel for me was my consistency. That I knew was an issue. It was a thing of me not understanding. Well, I understood, but me not being able to figure out how to not let myself down when it came to content. How to really push. And it wasn't like I was being lazy. Marcus and I, you'll see in today's vlog that's going to go up. And by today, I mean Tuesday when we're filming this. We went to celebrate me hitting 100,000. And in the car, Marcus was asking me some questions, which I didn't tell you. I really appreciated you with the conversation starters. That was very nice. Usually, unless something is strongly on your mind that correlates to you, you'd rather just
Just ride for a reason.
So, Marcus was asking me, like, okay, so tell me who convinced you to start your channel? And like, why, like asking me things that, you know, I know he knows, but possibly has never actually just heard it in depth. So I was telling him how, you know, I got pregnant with little Marcus. Brescia was like, girl, you should start a mommy blog. And I was like, oh, it would have to be video format because I have no desire to write. And she was like, yeah, just do it that way. And initially, we were trying to put the content just up on the website. My blog was called Accepting the Unexpected. However, the digital size of the videos was weighing down my website. So, like, if you were to go to a page, it would take forever for it to load because it's loading this hefty file. And we were afraid to use YouTube because Brescia and her best friend Victor, who was helping me out at the time, thought that YouTube would own my content. But I researched it and I found out it didn't, and I was like, well, yeah, we could just put the content up on here. So the first video I put up was me pregnant dancing to Beyonce's Single Ladies at a walkathon, and then I started posting my blog stuff there. Well, then after I had the baby, my husband was adamant, and I agreed. I wasn't as adamant as him, but he didn't want to show our son online. It was just like, I mean, social media had already existed. Black Planet, MySpace had already existed and fizzled out by the time we had little Marcus.
Yeah.
But still, the way people share their life now on social media was not really a thing yet. So I had to pivot early on and decide, okay, well, since I can't show my son, what content will I make? And that's when I pivoted to, I was like obsessed with all the Housewives shows. I watched all of them because I was a stay-at-home mom. I was working for my mother at the time, but I was still at home with the baby. And I was watching Basketball Wives, Real Housewives of New Jersey, Orange County, Atlanta, wherever the heck they were, I was there watching it. So I was doing reviews. Whoo, and those were difficult. Marcus was definitely, he was nowhere near a part of the channel at the time. At the time, he was nowhere near a part of the channel. And I remember having to stay up to watch these shows, especially the Basketball Wives. Then try to hurry up, film, and edit a review. Not only just film and edit, be funny. Like, because it wasn't about me just telling the show again. It was about me finding, like, little jokes in it to tell. I would have a green screen. I was adding, because it was so much. And that I couldn't sustain because I was having to get up with the baby. I didn't know. It was so hard. Do you remember that time? Do you remember me doing content at that time?
Yeah.
What were you thinking?
You done lost your mind.
Really?
Yeah. I was like looking at it like Angel being busy Angel, the way Angel knows how to be busy.
Really? Yeah, you never said that. You definitely never said that, but you also were never involved in it.
Yeah, that was like you running around doing a whole bunch of stuff that I always lived by the premise, and then I didn't see it. I didn't see it actually till maybe a couple of years ago. I was like, if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. And that Grant Angel did used to run around do a lot of stuff that was like, why are you doing this? It's not going to amount to anything. But that the social media stuff fell under that category.
Mm-hmm.
Because Angel would run around like crazy and do a whole bunch of favors for people and doing all this extra stuff and sing with blues bands and plays. And I'm like, none of this stuff amounts to making. Angel actually had a job that I'm pretty sure she was actually paying to have this job.
No.
Angel was driving clear across town to deliver food.
Yes.
Bought lunch.
No, they gave me my
meal. Oh, I'm sorry. They gave her meal.
I got a free meal and a free drink.
Free drink. Just to drive all the way back. And to deliver food, by the way. So she's running around, using up her gas. And how much was the job paying?
I got paid in tips. And then...
Well, like I said.
And I had an hourly.
Angel was paying to have this job.
No, I had tips and hourly.
And I'm like, why? But it's like, Angel, when she has her mindset, she gonna do what she gonna do. She's just like her mom. Just like her mom. She's going to do what she's going to do, and it ain't no point in trying to talk to her about it. So I'm like, and I always say, like, you ain't going to help me with this? It ain't going to make me nothing. It ain't going to make you nothing. No, I don't want nothing to do with it. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense.
So, yes, he was not a part of it, and nor was I trying to have him be a part. It was literally an outlet for me, but it was so hard. I couldn't figure out how to sustain it. I was creating this stuff I knew was funny, and I would basically post it on my YouTube and then put the link up on my Facebook. And not, I didn't even have a Facebook, like, professional page. I was posting it on the one that family members be, like, getting updates on. so I didn't know. And then I went to an audition for looking for moms to host a digital talk show. And my audition went great because I hadn't done hosting yet. But I had a feeling. I was like, I think I would be good at hosting. I really do. I think I have the knack for it. Let me give it a whirl. So I go, I have my first audition, and they had us do a couple of panels. You can tell they were going for diversity. They had a little bit of everything. It's like, okay, in this panel, Asian, Latina, Black, White, let's talk. So, you know, I'm being my funny self, still not realizing that my funny was something unique or special. Because me being funny, just like you being funny, has probably been something that has come natural to you all your life.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah, but like, I didn't see it. I thought everybody had that part. It's just some people just don't let it show. That's what my assumption was. So audition went great. Heard back from them, but nothing happened. I think maybe a year later, they finally called me and... they finally called me and they're like, hey, so we're going to do the show. And I was worried because I was still like doing acting and stuff. We want you to be a revolving host though. And I was like, okay. Like I was a little bit like upset, like revolving. Y'all, why am I not like the host? This is how I met the women of The Mom's View. And if you all don't know, The Mom's View is very white. Nothing wrong.
With two H's and five W's.
Nothing wrong because they're all white women. But it was like super duper white. And the women of the show really, they themselves no longer wanted the show to be, even though they're not the same, three white women, but they still grew up the same way. So they knew that their perspective on life was very narrow between the three of them as far as, and you weren't going to get a lot of variety. So they added me as a revolving host along with, and they added my girlfriend Sharzad as a permanent host, as the actual host of the show. And that's when I found out I had been bamboozled. Run amok, okay? Because I was that's when I started asking these women. Now, mind you, amongst them, the head honcho, the queen bee, as I call her, my girlfriend Colette, her family channel had over 1 million. They were like at like 2 million, 3 million, 4 million subscribers. Then the other two had close to 1 million. Right? Sharzad, she hadn't hit 100,000 yet, but like Sharzad had just started, I think, that year doing YouTube. She had started that
just
year.
Just under 100,000 in August.
I think I was already 4 or 5 years into the game, right? And so I'm asking them, so what y'all do for a living? Like, what is this? What do y'all do? They were like, YouTube. And I was like, no, but like...
Like, what do you actually do to like...
How do you get money? How does money go into your account?
How you driving this Jaguar helicopter?
Yeah.
Getting flown in every morning.
How's that happen? And they're like, YouTube. I just want y'all to know, I was so perplexed for so long, because that was not even a thing in the world of me creating content. Not one time did I realize people who were posting things on YouTube were getting paid. And I was like, this is, y'all gotta explain this to me. I'm definitely not understanding. So slowly but surely, this is what Maker Studios, they eventually were like, hey, we would love to sign your channel. And I was like, okay, is this where the money is this where the money is?
Yeah, she was hyped. She was excited. Like, Nicholas
on the channel. Eh. And all the bigger channels have production deals. So I was like, oh my God, people are going to start shooting my stuff. I ain't got to stay up editing my stuff, putting up green screens.
Oh, we were riding the cloud.
Heck.
Just by the news.
But we have more news for you. And that is from our second sponsor, Kin Cup. Okay, you guys, listen. I know for me, when life gets hella stressful, when life is like too much for me, it can be hard for me to get in the things that I would like to eat that fuel my body in a good way. Like wanting to be able to get in enough vegetables, wanting to be able to get in, you know, just the fiber that I want in my life, it's hard. You be grabbing processed food instead of the things that you should have put in your body. Well, that is why Kinko is the product for you and me. Kinko makes seriously nutritious smoothies for seriously busy people. Y'all already know how my schedule be. Y'all already know. I'm not one to have a lot of free time to just be like, okay, let's chop together some vegetables and grill them on the grill and saute them and a little bit of extra virgin. I don't have time for that. So when we were introduced to Kinko's, and I was like, okay, let me try it. They gave me a little cup, a little like a little tumbler that had a blender type of thing in there. The instruction were like, add this much water, or if you want to do like a milk, like an almond milk, and then choose from one of the blends. So the first one I remember trying was, it's called the Reds. So they have like the golds, the reds, the greens. So I poured the reds in, and it had like on the packet, like some of the fruits and vegetables that you'll catch in it, like strawberries and raspberries, or like spinach, oranges. So I take it in, I put it in there, and I shake it. I drank it. And when I tell y'all this thing was so goddamn good, I was smacking my lips. It is like the simplest way, if you're on the go, to be able to have like an easy breakfast smoothie where you're getting organic whole fruits and vegetables. They're flash frozen, slow dried to lock in all the fiber and nutrients, and nothing added and no fiber taken out. And that is the difference between something like a fresh press juices, because, excuse me, fresh press, you're losing a lot of fiber. And then it's the sugar is like, it becomes like a sugar pack calorie bomb, because you need the fiber in order for your body to be able to process the fructose that's in fruit. So if you remove the fiber by drinking one of these fresh press juices, your body is not able to process it correctly because it, you didn't took the fiber out. It needs it to process the fructose. So what you end up doing is you go to kinko.com and take their quick nutrition quiz and fill out your flexible monthly order with your choice of 15 functional flavors that match your goals and taste, which is also great because, listen, I'm not going to have none that tastes nasty. Okay. Both got to work together for the good. Each Kinko smoothie costs less than $3 and packs half the daily fruits and vegetables you need to reduce the risk of type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and some cancers. So I use Kinko and you should too. So this is what I want you to do. Start creating healthy habits right now. Go to kinko.com/argue and pick your flexible monthly plan, and the first 100 listeners get 25% off your first order. That's kinko.com/argue and get 25% off, but only if you're one of the first 100 listeners. You love this show. We love you. So get this special deal. 25% off for the first 100 listeners at kinko.com/argue.
Argue.
All right. Somebody asked about the texture. They're smooth. It's smooth. It's probably smoother than it's the same texture as a smoothie. The way they've like, the way the stuff, the powder, the granules in the powder, when it hits the water, it gives you like the fluffy smoothie blend. But I get it, because textures ain't something that I want to be dealing with. That's not no, it definitely feels like a smoothie. I'm amazed, I'm be honest. Okay.
Yeah, you'd be sucking the blood vessels out of a tongue in the roof of a mouth.
So picking up with the story, no production help because my channel was too small.
Yeah,
so guess who's still on the struggle bus? Yeah. This gal, yes, y'all right know, here.
Like the angel said, she ain't got no time to do all that extra stuff.
Don't.
She ain't got no type of spare moment. She ain't got nothing, no room or buffer for anything, not even a puppy that she wanted. But she has no spare time whatsoever. Go ahead.
You had spare
that's
time.
That's in my feelings. That's what
you
got
had
me
spare
feelings.
Time and didn't want to help me.
That's what's got me in my feelings. But go ahead.
Your spare time was where? Tell him where you were at during all this.
I was at the gym, getting healthy.
He was at the gym while I was over here trying to build an empire.
You didn't know you was trying to build no empire?
Yes, I did.
You didn't?
Yes, I did. My spirit man knew. Yeah, you did. My carnal man.
Angel didn't know.
My spirit man.
Your spirit man.
What was your spirit man knowing?
These gems. Out here trying not to leave California.
They kept saying, Angel, you should vlog. Angel, you should vlog. And I did not know what that meant. I was thinking, I'm turning on the camera and talking to it. Ain't that a vlog? I'm putting it on a tripod and I'm talking to it. And then I would see, like, because this is the thing. I wasn't going to YouTube to watch vlogs. Marcus doesn't go to YouTube to watch vlogs. Mm-hmm. That's the reason why I didn't know existed. I knew hair tutorials. I knew makeup tutorials. I knew DIYs. I knew Marcus knew cars. Marcus knew guns. I just knew how-tos, but none about no vlogs. Huh. So, I was just like, what do you all mean? A vlog? What are you talking about? I remember one of the first videos Marcus did with me was Husband Tag. Mm-hmm. That's actually where this podcast got its name. Is I was like, I'm going to ask you some questions.
Yeah, that was this whole trend that everybody was doing is basically the wife, husband or wife would sit down and ask the other questions and they would answer honestly. So I sat down, I didn't know what it was, and I'm like, what is she got me about to do? Like, oh, it's for my vlog. I'm like, oh God. So as soon as I sat down, I said, is this gonna cause an argument?
That was on
that was
camera.
Like literally my first question.
He was all swole because he had been at the gym.
Neck was thick, y'all.
So
beard was thin.
One of our day ones when we said we were coming out with a podcast remembered him saying that and was like, name it, is this going to cause an argument? And we were like, as long, even though the title was long, it was so funny and catchy. We were like, yeah. So that was like one of the few times I was able to get him on the channel. Also, you remember at one point in time I was doing, I know I can't help it, I was doing sketches. You remember those?
Yeah, she did sketches of the Real Housewives.
I did also the sketches, you remember the one with you and Madison?
Yeah.
Where we would tell a story.
Yeah,
one
we would
way.
Tell a story. And basically we had to act it out the way she had to act it out the way I remembered it and vice versa.
Yeah.
We're going to bring those back. Those was hilarious.
Were they really hilarious?
Yeah.
And that's the thing about Marcus. He will be reluctant, but if something starts to seem funny, then he's on board. Then he's like,
I'm all in. Here's the thing, y'all.
Here's the thing. Hell, tell him.
Here's the thing. Ain't this is coming, like, the reason I be reluctant, and some of y'all may know, like I said, Angel be busy. I don't wish to be that busy if I don't see it end all. I don't just do stuff just to be doing it just because it's something to do. So when Angel brings this stuff to me, I like, my memory automatically goes back like, okay, this is the same woman that was paying to deliver food. Mm-hmm. This is the same woman
I wasn't paying to deliver food. Stop putting that narrative out there.
It's the same woman that she's took up jury making for a long period of time.
I did, y'all. I had some dope jury.
She was making jury. It's like, I don't know if y'all watch King of Queens, but at one point in time, Deborah was making phone cases. And I'm like, so, and not even on her. This is what that Hollywood career be doing to people. It's like, that's why people be losing their minds, because all they want to do is work. So when you don't, you have to fill it in with something.
Yeah.
This is how I got Angel to start selling soap. Because I saw. Yeah, it's like, and it, so when she comes at me with these things, I'm like, what is this? No, I don't want to do it. But if she brings me into it, I would be very reluctant. But if I find an avenue to where I enjoy it, I'm like, all right, let's just go in and do it then. I'm here. We here.
You have to understand, the creativity has to come out of me.
Heckle or hell, somebody just brought that up.
Heckle or hell, god dang.
Full on production. We had camera people, lighting.
We did. We have crafty.
Producers.
But that's what, like, that in order to be that person that comes up with that stuff, the stuff is constantly pouring out of you. So you kind of
But
have
then
to
again,
do,
it, like, I... Get your hand off your chin. Is it bleeding?
I don't know.
Don't touch yourself, because now you're going to get it infected because your hands ain't clean. All right? I have spoken. My word is law.
I'm going to hurt him. Go ahead.
But like, now, if she comes up with these random things, now I understand the avenue. Then, I don't even know if she knew the avenue. It was just like, oh, we gonna do this. And I'm like, are we, though? Are we gonna do this?
But
like, heck of the hell, I was in from the jump.
Because I gave you a hilarious, I gave you a hilarious character.
Yeah, hilarious character. Everybody going in. She said you could do whatever you want to with this character. I said, oh, you ain't never told me nothing.
That was the first time he showed his beard for me.
Y'all, I was going to say, can I even see it? I shaved the entire middle section, all the chin hair off my beard. It just left the sides.
Yep, just left the sides. It was worth it. You were hilarious. I made you the star.
When I was up there and I saw everybody, I decided to play it calm because everybody else was loud characters. No. So I said, let me be the calm laid back.
No, I made you the star because that's what happens when you sleep with the director.
Yeah, I get 18 views off of a sketch.
No, you got an IMDb credits and everything. That's what I learned, that you can't just be using other people's music in your stuff. I was like, yeah, we're going to just use I Was Born by the River. I was born by the river. Yeah.
They were like, said, we will sue you.
They were like, Sam Cooke is not about to not about to have this right here. But I, you were so good in it. I wanted to be able to get these ideas out. But what I realized was that sketches were too hard for me to produce. Too hard for me to produce consistently.
The quality level of sketches that Angel wanted to produce is too hard.
I don't know if it was about the quality level. It was about more so the they weren't simple sketches. They were like, okay,
the complexity.
Complexity doing, more than difficult, more than quality.
Yeah, because there's people to this day and then that were producing sketches a lot more simple, extremely simple compared to what we saw that a sketch should be.
Right. So
even the sketches we do now don't take half the stuff that we were trying to do then.
Yeah. Well, no, I had to realize, listen, this is the story. Jesus, the perseverance of it all. realizing that I couldn't keep up with the sketches, I had to figure out what it was going to be. And that is why I started to go so hard in the vlogging world, because it was lower production energy that needed to be given. I could easily just be like, pick up the camera, talk to it, and then just jump cut. But I'm going to jump to our final sponsor of this episode, and that is BetterHelp. Now, you guys know we have talked about BetterHelp several times, and we are glad that they sponsored this podcast, but more so we're glad that they exist. For those of you all that are feeling like something is interfering with your happiness or something is preventing you from achieving your goals, kind of like the topic that we're talking about today, there are professionals that can help you. Now, I know that during this process of me creating my YouTube channel and growing it and me pursuing my acting career, I have definitely had bouts of depression and just trying to get through the fog of not understanding what direction I should go into, feeling the disappointment of not reaching milestones that I had set for myself. And just trying to figure out, like, why I wasn't worthy of seeing the fruits of my labor like everybody else. Well, let me tell you, I didn't know it then, but I'm glad I know it now. There are professional licensed therapists that are here to help you with your needs, okay? So BetterHelp will assess your needs. And they'll match you with your own licensed professional therapist. And you can start communicating in under 48 hours. This is not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done in securely online. There's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so that you won't have to ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches so they can make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit BetterHelp.com/argue.
Argue.
That's Better, H-E-L-P. And join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. This podcast.
This one.
Is sponsored by BetterHelp. And is this going to cause an argument? Listeners, get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/argue.
Argue.
Okay, guys. So, vlogging is what we did, and that's when I started to meet Black creators, because I was in a world of everybody was white.
Mm-hmm.
White. I didn't realize there was a whole, I don't want to say subgroup, because we're not a subgroup. We are a group. There was a whole sector, I should say, of Black creators that were vloggers, that were creating content. And that's when I started seeing more people doing content with their spouses.
Mm-hmm.
So then I had to slowly and surely try to drag your butt.
Yeah.
Into creating content.
It wasn't until Angel tried this for, I ain't gonna say years, but it wasn't years. Get out of here. Because we even started the podcast.
The podcast didn't start until the twins were born.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, it wasn't until Gabe and Babe came out here, and Angel had already met them.
Gabe and Chad.
Brader. I'm sorry, yeah, Gabe and Babe. Gabe and Chad. He's Babe. I call him Babe when we talk. Now they Angel had met him a year prior, and then they came out to visit again, and Angel when she met him, she was like, oh, met this couple, they do vlogging, they do what I'm trying to do, you need to meet them, you know, they seem really nice and whatever. So anyway, they ended up coming out to California, and we went out to grab lunch and everything, and we hit it off, like, they mad cool. And so I was sitting there listening. Chad was telling me, you know, how he got started and how he got involved and how he quit his job, and like, they're paying, basically they're living lavishly.
No, I think he was let go of his job.
He was let go, and basically he just started doing that like full time, like just vlogging and everything, and just talking about the business avenues, and he was more so discussing with me like the negotiation factor of when they get like brand deals and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then as he was talking, that's when I understood, like, no, they've made a complete business out of this. So when we were riding home, I was just like, all right, I get it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I get it. All right.
But even he got a nugget of I get it, but you weren't fully on board. Like, you're willing to vlog, but he wasn't willing to be like, and he would be like, when are we going to see, like,
I like results. I don't.
When are we going to see the results? And I'm like, we have to be consistent.
Yeah.
We will not see
like
anything.
We've been doing this 3 weeks. What more? How much more consistency do you need? Huh? All right. 2 months? 6 months? We done been consistent. This thing ain't working.
And we were never consistent for 2 months straight.
All right. Well, I was, from what I was bringing to the table. I was consistent. All right.
Whatever. And then it also didn't help because Gabe and Chad were interracial couple. I was like, is it because we both Black? Like, what is this?
We
can go
get some other people bring into this thing.
I was like, where are the, both people are Black creators? And I was having a struggle, like,
ain't none.
I was like, okay, there's mahogany curls. But I was like, it's because she doing hair tutorials. Y'all should have seen me trying to figure out if I wanted to do hair tutorials. And I was like, girl, you do not like doing your hair that much to be sitting here and then having to cut the footage because you didn't have to shoot for 3 hours to get one hairdo. It was, my God, so frustrating. I would say, when would you say that you fully sold out for real?
It was November 23rd, 2020. No, I'm just playing. No, it wasn't either. I can't say exactly when that time was. However, it was because I realized, all right, Angel's on to something. We need to boost this whole career. We're trying to push this thing forward. But I did not know what to do other than be consistent. All right, we doing these vlogs. Angel's doing the vlogs. I'm chiming in every now and then doing these vlogs. But it was more so of me. I really can't say right now.
what you mean?
You said when I was fully on board. It's really hard to say because
he had a bout of depression. I feel like after that,
it was a bout of depression. It was looking at the for one, starting to see once I started diving into it more and more, I was able to see what people have done and what they've been through and how they got to the point that they were. Because right now we were seeing everybody in that moment. And I'm just like, all right, what are they doing? Oh, this is what they're doing? Well, we're doing that. And we're still not in that moment. Angel, you've been doing this for how many years? They've been doing it for 16 weeks. And they got 19 million subscribers. You stuck at 38. Apparently, this ain't for us. And so, but I was thinking, even after I came on board of this is what I need to do to help Angel push the channel forward. It was still hard for me to see. So, like, exactly when I was, like, 100% on, like, all right, this is it, I really can't say. Because it was, like, such a gradual turn. But I did go from me, like, all right, what she's doing is stupid, but I'm unsupported.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like a lot stupid, of...
but I'm unsupported.
There was a lot of that.
And then it was even, like, and I know it was even more frustrating on Angel's part. Because her trying to do it and then not fully being sold to it because it's taking so long.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but hey, I probably brought us like 20,000, 30,000 subscribers. You know what I'm saying? The twin video.
Yeah, no.
You know what I'm saying? I did my part, so I want a little bit of congratulations too.
But you didn't do you didn't do your part so much willingly. It was like, oh, I'm going to capture this.
It was willingly because I went from not wanting to be on camera at all. You remember one of them anniversaries was on and you was vlogging.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just sitting there and she was like trying to talk to me. I'm like, get that camera out of my face.
And what I mean by willingly, it wasn't like you were like, okay, get my reaction willingly.
Yeah, because I don't do that. That's why I did so good because that's my natural reaction. It ain't set up like,
no.
All right.
No,
right, no, it ain't, but I know what you're saying, but it ain't set up like, all right, let me record. Okay, here's the results. I would be like, no, just do it as it naturally comes. And that's what I do. Okay,
no,
man?
You're still
that's
not what understanding I do, man. What I'm saying. Hey, hey. You're still not understanding what I'm saying.
Me! That's who!
You weren't seeing what was content ahead of time. Like, it would just be like, I'm just going to see the ultrasound. Why we got to record this?
Kids good.
They had cereal.
No.
Sorry, we ordering brunch real quick. But I was like, I don't care how he responds. I am still going to record this because it could be potentially content that we're not going to recreate.
Yeah.
You are now at the point of where you're like, oh, this could be content. Let me record it just in case I am correct because we can't recreate
the
moment.
Let me record all this talent and genius that this boy spews out.
And let me tell you, that was what was really frustrating, is that when he would show up and be willing, people would be like, we want to see more of Marcus. And I wanted to be like, y'all want to give me a goddamn aneurysm, because getting him to be that way that you all are enjoying is like waiting for a lunar eclipse. Sir?
Kiss my ass.
Angel, pull it out, and I will.
Here's the thing with Angel. She, I heard that so much. It's like, we'd just be around the house. We'd be going somewhere doing something. And she'd just be like, this is what you need to say on camera. I'm like, God. But it's just natural. If you want me to say that on camera, you just need to leave the camera recording all the time. Because it's like, just because you hit the on button and press record, I ain't going to turn into, all right, let me, hey, here we go.
When the banana, you do. Now you do. Now that the yes, you do.
I do.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't. What? Now, no, I just don't be cold. I'm more open, But I ain't like, let me perform.
It's not that you, but no, that's how you, that's how you saw it, but that's not what it was. That's not what I was asking for you to do. I was asking for you not to decide, I was asking you to be a version of yourself when the camera is on, just so that people aren't wasting their time watching you.
That's the best thing be an ass to them.
No. Because he's thinking, I'm like, hello, my baby, hello.
Well, and you
I'm
should like, have went I'm to not. BetterHelp and figured out how to word that to me, because you were just like, Marcus, this is what Angel would do. She still does it sometimes. She'll just turn on the camera and she'll just be eating or something. She'll be like, so how was your day? And she'll literally just hold the camera facing me while she eats and
because
does other stuff.
You know why?
And every
you
know time why? I'm like, get the camera off me.
You know
me.
Why? Because I would have asked them, hey, did you vlog at all this week? I'm into... I left the camera here.
Yeah.
I was going to take it when I went to the such and
so
such.
So the next time y'all watch a vlog and I'm just sitting on the other side of the room staring at the camera, that's because she's just holding the camera on
no,
me.
What
she probably stopped doing it,
let
though.
Me tell you, the reason why is because you wanted to be more part of the brand. We were trying to create your brand. So I'm like, I got to get you on camera so people can start to get to know
but
you.
But what you are still discovering is my... part of the
is
brand and me
a
being
jackass.
A part of the brand is not me, hey, this is what we're doing, is me more demonstrating. That's why Tank Talks was a thing. That's why me explaining things was a thing.
It's not just you demonstrating. That's a lie. You're putting a very narrow, small perimeter around yourself. Quit
you
looking
put
at that
one
pimple.
Around me. I can't stop. It's looking at me. Something that's there staring at me. You think I ain't going to stare back at it?
Listen to you right
it's
now.
Breathing.
This is what people enjoy this. This is not you demonstrating. This is you having a conversation.
You always
got to
be right. That's
yourself.
The problem. That's the problem. Let me tell you something.
People love
your
this part.
Need...
I'm sure.
I'm just going to get her a burrito. She want a burrito? Yeah.
So
I don't
for
know
those of you all who didn't know, my mother's in town.
She just got here.
I was going to surprise them later. Well.
Well, cut it out.
Surprise. Anyway,
I could have been
guys,
sending her food where she's at.
Really? Anyway, Marcus, you get on my nerves. We'll continue this conversation next week on Is This Going to Cause an Argument? Special thank you, because I got to actually start shooting rose picks right after this. So if
see,
you didn't know,
I
have another.
Y'all. See, y'all are my priority, all right? I was going to do this until I got to get to work. But Angel... over here.
They also get, they be, oh, a lot oh. of them watch Rose Pricks content. Right. So thank you very much.
This.
Rose Pricks is another podcast that I host. So you all can enjoy that this week as well. Anyways, if you want to join our Patreon, feel free to go to www.patreon.com/thatchickangel for the low low of $5 a month. That's 16 cents a day. Make sure you check out our sponsors, Kinko, Apostrophe, and BetterHelp. When you support our sponsors, you support this podcast. And we'll talk to you guys soon.
Yeah.
Patreon, we're going to be celebrating here soon for all these milestones. So be on the lookout for
absolutely.
Announcements on Patreon and in the Discord. Until next time, you guys be blessed. Bye.
Y'all have a good one, fam.